HKX, mobile.
KB2HXS, what's up?
Just getting ready to stop and get some fuel here in a little bit, but what you up to this afternoon?
It was supposed to stop around 1 o'clock, but now it's not going to stop till after 4.
Somebody said it was supposed to move out of here earlier today, but I'm not seeing it, and it's awful foggy on this side of town.
To Jimmy's house and grab my screwdriver antenna back and, excuse me, get it hooked up on my car.
What screwdriver antenna do you have?
Well, I've got a big old Tar Heel I've had for years.
On that hitch back there or something?
Yeah, I had it on my tractor. I had it on my Kenworth years ago. But I now have a hitch a friend of mine made for me down in Florida. He welded it all up and I mounted the mounting plate to that. And it goes right in the back in the receiver hitch of my vehicle. So it works actually pretty well.
I know Gary's got one of those too.
In the back of his, the bed of his pickup truck, right?
Yep, that's where I think it's at. Remember, right?
I don't know if it's in the middle right behind the glass or off to the side. I can't remember that, but mine goes right in the receiver hitch. I've got braided ground wire already there, ready to go, so when it goes in place and I put everything in, I just kind of bolt everything together, you know, and it attaches pretty quick.
That, his is right in the center of his truck.
I have really is, if the antenna is in the mount, I cannot open my hatch on my Durango. I have to actually take the antenna out of the way to open the hatch up. I mean, it's just, you know, not the best design, but what are you going to do, you know? It is what it is. My friend built it for me for free, so I can't complain.
Yeah, roger that. I wouldn't complain. But that would be a drawback, but I mean, how often do you get in there?
And I mean, if we're traveling, you know, I mean, it's going to stay closed till we stop. And if we stop for an evening or something, you know, normally I'll take the antenna down anyway so nobody messes with it.
Backing in here to get some fuel. So I'm going to step out for a minute, but yeah, I would take it out so nobody messes with it either. It's just something like that is just too tempting for them to play with. KO4HKX, and I'll be back in a minute, Dave.
Okay, I'm just sitting at my desk and playing around on 20 meters. I made a contact on 10 meters out west, out in Wyoming, on 10-meter FM, so that was pretty cool. I'll be here, KB2HXS.
Yep, this time of day, it's KD2BNG.
I think it really has something to do with the weather pattern coming through. I just was dialing through FM. It was 29.6, and I heard somebody on there, and I got back to him. He heard me, so I was like, okay, cool.
I guess it can be funny that way. A couple of people out here play around on 6 meters. That could be even funnier.
I have 6 meters is in this radio that I'm talking on. I just don't have a 6-meter antenna up. Otherwise, I might fool around and see what's out there.
I think 6 meters fell out of favor because it was too close to, I guess, what nowadays is disused TV channels.
I think the old-style portable phones in the house, I think, ran off of 49 megahertz or something, didn't they?
That's right. There's a 49 megahertz ISM band, which cordless phones used. Before they went to like 900 megahertz or 2400 megahertz or whatever it is now. Yeah, there was that band for like low power stuff like cordless phones.
Yep. And I think the fire department, didn't they use the 6-meter area too for a long time years back? Maybe I'm talking ancient history. I don't know.
History, but maybe not that ancient history. Yeah, that low VHF band from like 48 to 50 or somewhere in there. Yeah, you know, there was a couple of public safety channels in that area. You know, there might have been a couple of commercial channels for like, you know, cabs, delivery services, whatever else. There was even a couple of, there was a cab company in my area that I think was even on, there was one or two of those frequencies on 11 meters. So yeah, there were a few of those.
Cab companies. Oh my gosh, well, a buddy of mine up in New York used to have those old, well, they're not old, but I don't know if you remember what the old Motorola desk mics used to be like. They had, they talk about 3 feet from it, and they yell into it, hey, when your light pick up at the rail, you know, and you hear the echo in the room.
Not mean, but, yeah, I don't, you know, some of those frequencies might still be used. There's one or two land mobile frequencies, like near the very top of 11 meters. There might still be a handful in that 49 or 50, 48, 50, whatever megahertz band. But, you know, there's very few remaining that are probably still used. Yeah, I didn't think of that. 6 meters potentially interferes with that band, and it interferes with what I guess now is mostly unused channels. I think TV channel 2 might be right above that. Channel 2 is 54 megahertz. So there'd be some concern about that.
About that, okay. See, you're teaching me something. Well, I don't have a 6 meter antenna up. I was going to buy, there was an antenna I was going to get, a vertical. It was 2 meter, 446 meter. And the 6 meter portion was a horizontal element, kind of like a radial horizontally off the vertical antenna. I was going to get that. I didn't do it. I went with the 200, the X200A, the X200A Diamond. That's what I have up there now.
6 meters a multiple of 2 meters. It might be. Because I know you can make antennas for 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and if you get it at exactly the right frequency, maybe even 10 meters, all in one antenna.
What I'm doing is getting a couple of antenna switches. I forget what the heck, what brand they are anymore. Oh my gosh. But, I want to get two antenna switches, one for the low band so I can switch out. I'm going to put a second dipole up eventually and, go in a different direction with it. Right now I got my dipole going, it's up north and south to transmit east and west, and I'll put up one east and west to transmit north and south, you know, and then I'll do the same thing on the other radio, put up an antenna for 6 meters and switch off.
I should do that. Yeah, I was thinking, I got a couple of those hamstick antennas in various sizes. I think I have an 80 meter and a 40 meter one. And, I could put those in mobile mounts. Mag mounts and put them on top of, you know, there's a van which realistically isn't going anywhere. It's just outside the window. I could, you know, do something like put a bunch of mobile antennas up.
That's right. Do you have an issue with the HOA at your place?
Not at all. Although I've known, I've talked to people who probably have had that issue. Now, if I wanted to put up a 100-foot tower, I suppose I could.
KP2A checks, that's for ID. Yeah, I thought I was talking to someone one day here. They had an issue with an HOA. But, I'm trying to get my tower finished off, but this doggone weather is killing me. Every time I try and go out and do it, it's either raining or blowing or just too darn cold to get up on it, you know.
Cold sensitive in recent years, and like now is, I don't even really want to be outside right now. So, you know, when it warms up and dries up a bit, I got plenty I could do outside. But today I'm just kind of hunkered down inside. I guess I'm waiting for FedEx to deliver the internet modem. I'm going to change my internet back from Piedmont telephone. I'm going to go back to Spectrum because they're offering me $20.
So we have here, we have Spectrum internet and Spectrum mobile. Seem to work okay. I'm paying a little too much for TV and internet, though. and it just kind of burns me. You know, I don't want all these extra channels, and, you know, I don't need the sports channels and the foreign language speaking type channels and things like that, but I'm kind of forced. You have to have them.
Sucks hard. I gave them up for Piedmont Regional Telephone because what they offer is Ethernet over fiber optic. But I'm paying $68 a month for that, and, you know, Spectrum came to me a couple of days ago and said, oh, we'll give you, if you need just internet, we'll give you just internet for $20 a month for 2 years. Really, what happens after 2 years? Oh, then it goes up to maybe $35 a month. Yeah, still less money. And they also said they would give me mobile phone service for a year for free, along included with that, which, you know, seems unnecessarily generous, but I guess we want you back that bad. And for $20, you know, they'd have to suck a lot worse.
Burned me was, we came up here and we got off of AT&T and we went on to Spectrum. The offer at that time was $49 a line, unlimited everything. Okay, we did that. And new customers down to $29 a line. I called them up and said, wait, what about us? That's already customers. What? Well, we don't offer that yet. I'm like, really? I was getting ready to switch off because there were other cell phone companies, you know, giving the same price. I had a fight with Spectrum to get my bill down to $29 a month. They wouldn't offer it right off. I'm like, really? Gosh. You know, these people, unbelievable.
Once or twice successfully before. In fact, the young fellow who came over said he was from Spectrum's retention division. I figured, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Because when I first had them, when I first got down here, they were $29 a month. Then very quickly they went to $35, $45, $50, eventually $55. You know, within the space of a year or so, the price had almost doubled. You know, so I got to the point where, you know, I'm quitting this. I'm going to go to Piedmont Telephone, because I do have a local phone company here. And, oh, no, we want you back. We want you back. We'll give you $20 a month for 2 years, and we'll give you mobile phone service for a year. With who, I don't know. Probably Verizon. But but a couple of times, at least one time I called up there. Yeah, you know, let me talk to Disconnect Division. Yeah, I want to quit you guys. Oh, no. We can make you a better deal, blah, blah, blah. We can reduce your bill $20 a month. So, you know, you play that game for a while.
I go with him, and you got to do the same thing. That, you know, you got to treat them like a used car salesman treat you. Well, you know, I can get a better deal going down the street, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I mean, but the thing is, then you got to buy all new equipment, you got to buy new cell phones, and you're right back in the same thick of it again, paying the same amount of money and with new phones. Because, you know, you can't take your phone from one carrier to another. You can't do that in most cases that I'm aware of anyway, unless you have an unlocked phone or some other thing. But, you know, they get you with this, you know, this come on. Oh, yeah, bring your phone from another carrier. Oh, no, we can't use this one. Oh, you have to buy another one. I'm like, oy, oy vey.
iPhone 7, actually, I can. Consumer Cellular sold me this one, and at that time they were reselling T-Mobile, but this is actually one that was Apple was selling for Sprint. This is one of the rare ones that'll work with T-Mobile, it'll work with Sprint, and Verizon. Usually Verizon and Sprint seem to be mutually exclusive, so, you know, why, I don't know, but in that particular case, I'm okay. Because I talked to, you know, the sales rep when he was here yesterday, and he made sure that it would be, you know, compatible with the phone I have now. Because, you know, I'm not giving up the iPhone 7. And if the iPhone 5 were still working well, or what is it I had, the original iPhone SE, I would even stick with that.
The problem, you know, when you get these updates on your phones, I'm running a Samsung A11. Which is, you know, just a baseline cell phone. There's no fancy-dancy stuff in it. you know, I use it for phone, text, and GPS, and maybe an email on there once in a while. That's pretty much it. I don't do all the video watching and gaming and all other nonsense that I need. So, but yeah, but when you go to have these, update the phone, you know, the phone slows down, and they do that purposely to slow your phone down. So, oh my gosh, I got to buy a new phone now. You know, all that stuff is all done purposely.
Yes and no. Apple was doing that for a while because of battery issues. Sometimes what you have to do, and the same with computers, is, you know, slash and burn. Completely delete everything and restore it from a backup. For phones or computers, I mean, you have a backup, right? Because I guess junk accumulates. There's parts of programs that are no longer needed anymore. Various files that are no longer needed anymore, and eventually it just slows the machine down.
Be careful. Like a lot of the apps I don't use, I either delete or shut them off. I don't have a problem with my phone. My phone seems to work just fine. You know, and I think, I'm not exactly sure, but I think Spectrum uses the Verizon towers or the Verizon network, I think. I'm not exactly sure. I could be wrong about that.
Okay, T-Mobile, Verizon, whoever, six of one, half dozen of the other. There's only two or three of them left anymore. There's T-Mobile and Verizon. Let's see, Sprint, I think, might actually be part of T-Mobile. And I suppose AT&T is still there. But, you know, there's not that many providers left out there anyway.
Get out by the big guys. Heck, when I started using using cell phones back in the 90s, it was Cellular One, and then I think AT&T took them over, and then it was just, you know, they kept changing names and selling and buying all kinds of nonsense. But when I hit the road with the moving companies back in the day, that was back in the 90s, I had to have a phone. You know, what a pain in the butt it was to pull over and use a pay phone all the time.
Because back then they were regional. There weren't really hardly any national mobile phone companies. You know, you had your 9X or Del South Mobility or Pac Bell or whoever, you know, and they were pretty much regional, you know, like the Southwest to the Northeast to the Northwest or whatever. And, you know, that's why you used to get hit with roaming charges. If you're not on that network, if you're not one of our customers, we'll provide you service, and then we'll bill the other phone company, and they'll bill you, you know, whatever they'll bill you, usually quite a lot of money. There used to be cell phone hackers back then used to do what they would call tumbling. I basically have a phone that I can set to a phone number which is not in your region, but a phone number that doesn't actually exist. So at the end of the month, when 9X tries to bill Bell South Mobility, they basically can't. You know, cloning and tumbling and a few other little tricks that worked back then, but not anymore.
Okay, well, I remember leaving Long Island, going down to Florida. I have cell service a little spotty, and when you get south of Richmond, Virginia, it just dead. Until you get it, and you get a little spotty here and there going down on 95 until you hit Florida. And then, you know, then even in Florida it's a little spotty until you get to the real heavily populated areas, you know. But, yeah, now, heck, you get coverage everywhere unless you're up in the mountains or something, you know. You're out of view of the cell site or out of line. Anyway, let me drop the mic here a minute. I got to step away from the desk. I'll be back. Patrick is out there somewhere. He was fueling his truck up. But he'll probably be back in. I'll be back in a few minutes. KB2HXS.
This is KB2BG. All right, we'll talk to you in a bit.
I'm going to fill up my teacup. KB2HXS.
This is KB2BG. Yeah, that was a good idea. I had to go get another hot cup of tea. On a day like this, that's what I needed. I brew it by the gallon, so it's usually just sitting there.
Yeah, we have all kinds of different herbal teas and stuff that we drink during the day. We have our coffee in the morning, and then in the afternoon we'll drink, I think she's got lavender tea. I forget what my wife made, excuse me. But we stay with some of the green teas and stuff. Is it still raining out there? I mean, I thought this was supposed to stop. What the heck?
Let's see, I'm in Gray Court. I don't see much of anything. A bit overcast and probably, you know, cold and wet. Raining right now? I don't think so.
Oh, you're down in Gray Court. Are you mobile or are you home?
No particular place to go.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, yeah, I'm sitting at my desk here at the house also. Yeah, it's kind of gray looking out there. I thought it would clear up, but I guess I'm not going to make it over to my buddy Jimmy's house to get my antenna back. Maybe I will. Maybe I go after dinner or something.
I'm leery of loaning out equipment because usually I never end up getting it back. I mean, that's okay if I don't, as long as we eventually, KI4MLN, if you remember him, Al and Walden, he probably had three or four of my radios. That's okay. He got more use out of them. He was able to get more good use out of them than I did. In fact, I was there one day when he made one contact on 40 meters. It was 40 meters, and it was in the daytime, and I think it was some operator in Bulgaria.
Oh, Jimmy's got my screwdriver antenna. We're going to clean it up and put it on my vehicle, make sure she's still working okay. No, it's just sad. I have all my radios here.
You know, I don't mind loaning gear out because, you know, there's usually, if I loan this radio out, there's usually another one. I might have too many of them.
Myself. In fact, my 706 is sitting on the other bench over here. I got to send it out and get it repaired. I don't know anybody locally who will even touch it.
706, those are good radios. Those are like HF through like 2 meters or maybe 70 centimeters. Yeah, I got, let's see, there's an ICOM IC718, which is pretty much a decoration. On top of those, there's two identical Midland radios, like commercial VHF and UHF radios. And, you know, there's other radios that I variously put in and out of the rotation. There's probably half a dozen other 2-meter radios.
I've got an IC7000 ICOM, which is my shack in a box, which I'm using for VHF, UHF on the bench. And I've got a Kenwood TS450AT, which is basically my low band radio. And, you know, got a couple of HTs and things, and that's, you know, I'm not a radio hog anymore. Used to be, not anymore.
Got the vehicle, maybe I could put these in. Except I don't think that antenna mount that's there is working too good. I got the 2014 Ford Taurus police car. Now, you know, those things had extra, you know, there's a whole rat's nest of extra wiring in there. There's extra power, and there's an antenna cable coming in there, although I don't think that mount is working too good. I may have to put another antenna. So eventually I'll have the mobile radio shack with, like, three radios in it.
I've got one in my car. I got an IC7000 in my car also, and that's my go-to radio. It works fine. I got a 2730 dual bander just sitting here. It's not even using it anymore.
My bander, I got a Kenwood TM733. Little tiny thing. But, yeah, I don't really get that much use out of it either. You know, again, too many radios. I might have to have a sale and maybe thin them out a bit.
I'm coming on all the time. They're looking for, you know, like starter radios or just inexpensive radios to start off with. You know, you may have a thing there.
I guess what it mostly is, you know, stop acquiring new stuff. I gotta sell all the stuff that I have. I got a bunch of stuff I got at various auctions that I still have to get busy trying to put online.
I hear you. Yeah, I think, don't they have a SwapNet on here on Wednesdays?
AI 4DOS runs that every Wednesday, right after, I guess, the, or right before the regular RAGQ session. Yeah, you can do that. I guess there's hamfests around here. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways. There's everybody always needs or wants equipment.
True that. Well, my friend, I'm gonna duck out of here for a little bit and go see what the wife is doing and see what's cooking for dinner. You have a good evening, my friend. I'll check back in a little bit later. Have a good day. Stay dry. Keep your papers hidden. KB2HXS.
This is KD2BNG. All right, 73s. We'll talk to you later.